This nation, I believe, is hungry for a political discourse which travels beyond the short term and the quick fix, the 8-second grab on the television news. I want to be able to explain to the Australian people where we see this country in 2030 and beyond, and what are our national priorities. Science is central to answering this question of a vision of the future of our nation in 2030.
Bill Shorten of the Academy of Science on Wednesday, in a major address, the opposition leader presented both a philosophy for R&D and some definite initiatives. We shall have more in a future science show, but here are the essentials. Federal funding to go up from 1.8% of GDP. As you know, we're outclassed by most other leading nations, to 3%, the re-emergence of a science council, and a review body led by some real stars of research. Here's an edited summary.
A new Labor government will restore the Prime Minister's Science and Innovation Council. For Labor, that council is one of the proud legacies of the Hawke-Keating era. Part of the same period of progress, remarkable progress, that gave us the Research and Development Tax Incentive, the Cooperative Research Centres, and indeed Questacon. And for the first time, that understanding, the understanding that science needs a comprehensive national strategy. The Science Council's role will be to identify our national priorities in science and research and to make sure that we're doing all the right things. Now, I did notice today in a rare burst from the government in anticipation of my address, which they didn't have, the government has announced they're renaming the Commonwealth Science Council. Progress. It is a body, though, which hasn't met for the last 15 months. For me, restoring the Science and Innovation Council means restoring it to the position of prominence that it deserves in government. Now, having spoken about a charter and our Science Council and expert panel, it's about repairing the broken relationship between science and government. But I recognise that if we are to meet our ambitious national goal for research and development, 3% of our GDP by 2030, then we need to repair the fragmentation of the system itself. What I mean by that is the demarcation between the departments and the agencies and the institutions. It makes it very hard to track the $10.3 billion currently invested by taxpayers in science. And it also means too much of your time is spent petitioning for different pockets and patches of funding, rather than conducting your important work. So I'm pleased to announce that along with our charter and our new advisory structure, that we would establish the first root and branch national inquiry into science, research and innovation for a generation. Now, to be fair, in recent years, we have seen a procession of what I think could be described as ad hoc government reviews, hastily conducted and even more quickly disregarded. What I'm talking about is different. It's about building for the long term, a framework that draws on international best practice. Now, I'm pleased to say that former Chief Scientist and Vice-Chancellor of ANU, Professor Ian Chubb, will be leading Labor's inquiry, and a number of other eminent Australians have agreed to join this advisory group. Professor Christabel Saunders, respected oncologist at University of Western Australia, TV figure, Professor Emma Johnson, also the Dean of Science at UNSW and a leading authority on marine ecology, Professor Karen Hussey, Director of Centre of the Policy Futures at UQ, an expert on climate change, Professor Andrew Holmes, a fellow of the Academy of Science, renowned expert, of course, on light-emitting polymers, Mr. Phil Clark, a respected member of the JP Morgan Advisory Committee, and Professor Glyn Davis, former Vice-Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, currently a distinguished professor at ANU's Crawford School. This is only a beginning.
Bill Shorten of the Australian Academy of Science on Wednesday.